Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, The Watchman, and you're listening to a bonus interview on The Peak of Ken Davis. Ken, we just finished up our program with Ken, and Ken has been teaching constitutional education for 10 years under the Patriot Academy. He's the Colorado State Ambassador, and he is the director of Culture Impact Team at Church for All Nations. And we didn't have an opportunity to really go into the Culture Impact Team on the broadcast. So as I like to do at the end of the interview is turn to the guest and say, okay, what did we miss? What do you want to talk about? And he said, let's talk about Christian civic involvement and Culture Impact Team. So yeah. Ken, take it away. We got about 10 minutes.
All right. So, you know, we read the Word of God, and when we read the that we're to be in the world but not of it, oftentimes we miss the first part of it, which is in the world. So granted, we know that our ultimate citizenship is in heaven, but we also live as citizens here on earth. Wherever that is on this earth, you have a government. In that country, in that city, in that locale, right? And so what are we to do as believers when we are also in the world? Well, we're supposed to take the influence of the Word of God and expand the kingdom. So we are to expand the kingdom right where we are. And unfortunately, as the church in America in particular, we've not sought to expand the kingdom in every area of our society, one of those being government. And so the Culture Impact Teams exist to assist the pastors in these churches. So notice I said assist. Pastors, this is not another job for you. There are people sitting in your pews, in your congregation, that would love to take up the mantle of a civic arm, if you will, within the church. And their sole purpose is to educate, right? Educate arm those in the congregation so that they can also be better hands and feet in our government for the glory of the Lord. And it's just missed. It's missed because we've been told for decades, the church and the state, let's keep them completely separate. Well, we live in the world. so then we're subject to whatever comes from those governmental agencies. We're subject to it, but as believers, we believe we shouldn't be part of it. Well, if we're not part of it, guess who is? And the enemy has no problem, none at all, being in control of these areas that we've chosen to abandon.
Well, if we think about it, if government is made, we the people, so government is made up of people, we forget that, and as tyranny tries to come in and solidify power as a single entity or even a person like a king, we forget that we are the government.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe we're also the church. So if we're going to separate those two things, it means that you would have to make a decision about whether you're going to be a person of faith in the church or whether you're going to be a person of action in the government. So what this leads us to is only atheists running the government.
Right.
How does that?
Or non-Christ believers. Because, by the way, other religions,
they're allowed,
and they know they're allowed.
Nobody criticizes them.
So
this has become an anti-Christian, in your opinion, movement. So what? When those who are under Christ. Are not in the government. What have we seen happen in countries around the world when that happens?
Well, you see, when there's no Christ in the government, you see tyranny. I mean, that is always the outcome. It is true in China, right? It is true in countries in South America. Anywhere there is tyranny, you have to remove God. That is always the case, and it's usually the first thing they do. Is Hitler, silenced the churches. And I hate to invoke Hitler because he's the popular, he's the name everyone likes to use, yeah. But it's true. Any person that seeks to hold power over large multitudes of people, the first thing they have to do is A, they have to remove God, and B, they have to remove the history. And they have to remove you knowing how did you get here, How did you get to this place? What brought us to the freest nation in the history of the world? What were the concepts, the principles that were put in place? We've forgotten those things, and we become more willing then to, again, hand more power over to a small group of people.
Right. So what does the Culture Impact Team do? What are its primary functions?
So at our church, our main function is again, kind of the education arm. And so we bring in speakers. We've actually shown a couple of documentaries over the last year, one of which recently we showed the Art Club, which was about a family where their daughter was part of an art club here in our great state of Colorado. And come to find out, it was not an art club, but they were told by the leaders to lie to their parents. And it was a LGBTQAI plus club.
Really?
And the young lady, the daughter, came home, you know, after day one and said, "Hey, mom, dad, I'm transgender." And what does that mean? She was 12 at the time, 11 or 12. So she didn't even understand what she was expressing to her parents. But they continued the slow transition of her mind, right? Because if we don't renew our minds daily, well, this is a child. And they know if they can transform the mind of the child, they can get the results they garner.
I missed it, but if you go on the website, you can find out when the next one is.
Yes, and this one will be recorded. So if you've missed it, you can go back to cultureimpact.us and watch it. We also have a YouTube channel, and we'll have two ministers, two pastors, that are going to talk about artificial intelligence.
So are they writing sermons with it?
No, but it'll be interesting. We're going to take questions from the audience as well.
Do we need to get the AI saved before they can help write the... one of the things that you're known for is these candidate forums,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
and you've really, that's been a signature. How did that come about, and how did you like, how did that become your signature during the election season?
Yeah, so it's funny. We decided to do a school board early on, and people came to us and told us, "Oh, that was really good. Thank you for doing that." So we expanded, and we did a couple of city council ones. Actually, prior to our current district attorney, Michael Allen, got into office, we did a district attorney forum. That was packed out. We actually packed out the room for that one. And what we uncovered is we're pretty good at them. You know, we're good at how we question them. The goal with those is to not only uncover who they are, but how they will legislate, right? Because these are all people who are going into positions of legislating in some way, shape, form in our society.
And thank you for allowing Church Voter Guides. We really sort of launched ourselves through your events when we came out, and that's churchvoterguides.org. If you know, I'm the Church Voter Guides guy. And these have gone hand in hand because we're both highlighting the candidates and we're bringing them together. And so it's been a great partnership.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And we're getting ready to do that again. As we're coming into the season, we got about 30 seconds left. What are you looking at into the political season?
Yeah. So of course we're going to do a forum. We may only do one. Congressional District 5 is probably the one we're going to focus in on. We've got a senatorial one coming up as well, but CD5 is most likely going to be where we're going to focus our attention on since we exist in CD5.
That'll be raucous,
yes,
I'm sure. Well, we've been talking to Ken Davis, who's the Director of Culture Impact Team at Church for All Nations and the Colorado Director for Patriot Academy, talking about the Culture Impact Team. Ken Davis, thank you so much for this bonus interview.
Yeah, thank you for having me again.
I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman, and you're listening to The Peak.